Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See
terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey guys, my name is Ludia Mungare and welcome to another episode of The Freelancer's Mic, where we have conversations with creatives. It's all about you getting the mic and sharing your experiences. If you enjoy it, hit follow so you don't miss the next episode.
So on today's episode of The Freelancer's Mic, we are joined by Siria Peruka, a social media manager, an entrepreneur, and the host of the We podcast. So if you're into social media management, this episode is definitely a must listen. So Siria, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Thank you so much, Lydia. I'm feeling so good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so happy to have you on the show. And today we are going to talk about social media engagement. I know you do social media management and you have been in this industry since university. So if you were to go back in time and start your social media agency or social media management business all over again, what's that one thing you do differently as a social media manager?
I'm actually still in university. So I literally started it. I'm turning 20 in a couple of days. So I started it when I was 18. I started working in social media. And when I was 17, I was kind of like, I first got to know about what social media marketing and digital marketing was. And I didn't really learn much. My first internship was when I was 18. It was like on January 2022 or 2023. I don't even remember. I think it was 2022. But I did the internship, but I felt like I didn't know much before I did that internship. And I was kind of like, this kind of happened two times for me, where I did the internships without really knowing what I was doing, without learning prior to doing those internships. So I kind of feel like the only thing that I would change is just learning before I start working and taking people's money, because I need to provide some sort of value to them in order for me to get paid. So yeah, that's the only thing, because I do feel like I'm really young to be starting this. And I'm barely 20 right now. So I feel like I'm doing pretty okay in terms of like learning and being on this journey of entrepreneurship and social media manager.
Wow, good job. Starting at 18. Wow, you have a good vision. You're still young.
Yeah.
I don't even need to say you're still young. You are young.
Mm-hmm.
So when you were doing your internship, were you doing specifically on specific platforms or just in platform, or there's something specific you were doing?
Okay, so the first one I was doing kind of like all over the platforms, but mostly focused on TikTok. So I was working this one other woman who was the social media manager, and I was working with the founder to kind of make content for TikTok and write blog posts. And that was mostly what I did. And I also kind of got into podcasting at the time. She also has a podcast. So I was doing the podcast scripting, and I also recorded a podcast, but it didn't go as well as I wanted it to. So we didn't end up posting it, but I've got that experience. And the second one, it was way better than the first one. It was mostly content creation and SEO. I really loved SEO. So this, and it was a remote job, and the content creation was all graphic designing. So it was all for Instagram. So those are the platforms.
I love that you have multiple skills. And as a freelancer, I always tell people that I come across all the new freelancers that it's always good to have multiple skills. And I usually say you should have at least 5 skills, so that when you're reaching out to a client, when he says no to this skill, he looks on your list and says, I might need this one. So that puts you at a good position of getting that job.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yes. In the beginning, I just knew how to do Instagram, but now I've learned a lot. I've learned more about all platforms now, except for Twitter, because I really don't understand Twitter.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Twitter is my go-to place, especially for news and for entertainment. And sometimes I go there to look for clients because if you, most of the time people go to Twitter and post looking for a virtual assistant, looking for a social media manager. So if you go there using specific words that potential clients might be using to search for your skill, then you're good to go. I have
That was
had friends that have had a good experience looking for clients on Twitter.
I'm gonna start doing that. I've never had Twitter. I never downloaded Twitter on my phone. Probably because, like, of my age, it's like no one has Twitter, but I will definitely look into that.
You should. Okay. Given the recent changes in social media algorithms across all platforms, what do you think we should be done, or what should we do as social media managers to ensure that we maintain consistent engagement and reach?
That's a great question because the social media algorithms are always changing. And I think by the time someone is listening to this podcast, the algorithms might be changed again. But so far, by my experience and what I've read and heard from experts, there are a few things that have been consistent on social media platforms, especially on platforms like Instagram and Facebook or TikTok, maybe. There are quite a few things. It's not like you always have to keep up, keep on top of the trends and everything. So there's SEO, which is really important, but most businesses don't even have the time to do an SEO strategy, don't think it's very important. But in order for you to be seen, that is the platform. So firstly, there is the captions. You have to have meaningful and engaging captions. Just be descriptive and explain what it is, because when even if it's like reels, if there is some information missing in your reel, then people go into captions. For example, if I want to go for a hike and this place is like very new to me, and the reel only showcases the beautiful pictures and videos of the hike, that I'd go into the captions to see where the hike is and where I can park and all that kind of stuff. So it's important to write captions, and many people use ChatGPT, and I'd suggest very, very, very strongly to not use ChatGPT. I've used it when it first came out, and it didn't really go well because literally everyone has the same really fake captions, which really, like at this point, I wouldn't even go to that business page if they're using ChatGPT. And like honestly. And then there is the alt text that a lot of people miss out on. It's basically for accessibility, but if you have time, there's no harm in writing the alt text, basically describing what your picture is about. So it's a great SEO tool as well. And there is the hashtags that a lot of people don't think are useful these days, but it's still a great SEO tool. Many people have different opinions about it, but I think it still works because, like when I want to search something, I just go to, like, for example, BookTok is a really big thing, Bookstagram. So you just basically search Bookstagram and you see all the people who are using the Bookstagram hashtag. So I think it's still a great SEO tool. And there's also the optimizing their bio. You really need to have some keywords in your bio, like what your location is and what you do. A lot of businesses I've seen miss out on this, especially restaurants. They just create an Instagram page and start posting their food. But really, you need to let the people know where you're located, what kind of cuisine you specialize in, and all that kind of stuff. So that's one thing. And the other thing is to engage with your audience. Really, just like you are not better than the customers. The customers are better than you. So you just kind of have that attitude because you need to reply to your customers. You need to reply to their comments. You need to reply to their DMs when, like, for example, if I'm asking you a question, you don't answer it, you're gonna get mad at me. You're gonna be like, why? Do you hate me or something? So that's the kind of thing to keep in mind. Like, Just be engage with your audience. The more engagement you get, the more viral your stuff get, the more people it reaches. And one last thing is kind of a tip is to just don't post for the sake of posting. I've seen a lot of people do this, and I did it myself with my personal account. I kind of learned this the hard way that it's better to post once a week really high quality, meaningful content than posting every single day meaningless content. I've heard that it's a great way to gain more followers and more engagement if you are posting every day, but it has to be meaningful and high quality content. You can't just be posting whatever and expect people to come to you. If it lowers your engagement, think about why you're doing it. Like every time you feel like you're randomly posting something, go back to your content strategy, don't go back to your social media strategy and think about why you're posting and then start posting again. That's the biggest tip.
Wow, I love that. So you've spoken about SEO hashtags and posting, how many times you should post. So you've also spoken about ChatGPT. I know I have a different opinion. One thing I've learned about ChatGPT is that it will always give you auto-generated content. It will always give you the content that it gives everyone. If you don't give it the right instructions,
Very generic.
if you want ChatGPT to give you the right content that suits your style, you need to give it the right instructions. You shouldn't go to ChatGPT and say, "I want you to generate captions for this post." You have to give it the tone, the style, how you want it to be. For example, I usually tell my ChatGPT if I'm writing a post, I give it the style. I'll tell that robot to I tell it to write below a certain grade because I don't want to generate the content that everyone is generating. And after you generate that content, make sure that you also go ahead and edit it, add your own feelings, make it personal. Because if I'm writing something that is long and I want to save time and I'm using that app, then I need to make sure that my emotions are well conveyed. And on hashtags, do you think hashtags are re relevant on Facebook because they came recently? So I wonder if we should keep using them or just ignore them on Facebook.
No, I was mostly talking for in terms of hashtags. I was just talking about Instagram and TikTok. They're very useful. In terms of Facebook, I never used a hashtag on Facebook, so I don't really think it's that relevant. And but coming back to ChatGPT though, when I say don't use ChatGPT, I didn't mean that like don't use it at all, because I definitely use it to get an idea of what I want to post. And yes, there are a lot of templates, but I'm really talking about the art of copywriting here when I'm saying don't use ChatGPT. There are copywriters who do a great job in reaching to you that ChatGPT cannot. For example, no matter how many templates, how many I don't know what it's called, but how many times you ask ChatGPT to give specific instructions to ChatGPT, you still have to edit it. You still have to change the words. Like I totally agree with what you said because I see a lot of people like just using the very generic ChatGPT and putting it there and.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See
terms and conditions. 18 plus. It's really wrong because it just makes me feel like, what are you even saying? It's so complicated. The words
Yeah.
that you're using.
Yeah, the moment you go to that page and read in the world of, in the really, okay, we have been using those words before, but now they feel like ChatGPT completely. Even
Right, yeah.
for the moment that word comes to my mind, I always want to skip it.
Exactly. I'm like, I don't want to hear the same embrace, amplify, and all that other words over and over again.
Yeah, I get you. I get you. And in terms of posting, I know posting on social media content can be so overwhelming. Posting on social media can be time consuming. For us to get a good reach, especially on TikTok, because that is a place we are not much familiar with. How many times should I post on TikTok for me to reach a good audience or a good number?
So a lot of people would tell you to post like 3 to 4 times a day to get more followers, but I totally disagree. I totally completely disagree with it because I've tried doing that, nothing worked. And it's kind of, TikTok is like the kind of thing where when you first post, you need to get a lot of engagement on your post in order for it to reach more people. And TikTok kind of does this in this time blocks where it's like you kind of see your videos kind of getting a lot of attention for 1 hour of time, or like, some time frame, and then it goes down. And then later it starts again. It kind of sends it to a group of people to see if it's doing well. And so it's kind of like if you're posting 4 times a day, only one of your video is going to get that much of traction and engagement. But if you're posting meaningful content every single day, it's reaching more people. And when people like a lot of people think that you can just post whatever you want on TikTok, which is true, but in order for you to grow, you definitely need to post something that makes sense. And it's because there's so much content on TikTok. There's so many users. You really need to stand out. You need to know what your message is. And I'm talking more about like businesses here. Even for like influencers, you usually have five content pillars or whatever content pillars you have. I usually like to have five content pillars so that, I have enough content ideas. So you really need to get back to that and make it high quality. Quality is important in order for it to get more engagement.
Wow. I think I need to set time aside for me to learn TikTok.
It's actually you should it's a great experimenting tool. I've been doing that for a very long time, since my first internship actually. It's really interesting, and it's really interesting how it works. You really should try it.
Okay, I'm on TikTok, but my problem is getting that a bigger reach. I'm not getting the reach that I want, the same way I do with LinkedIn, Facebook. I'm not a fan of Instagram, but TikTok, I'm trying to get into it, but it's not that easy. It's getting on my nerves.
It's kind of like you just have to keep going. It's because I see, even when you look at really popular TikTokers, it's like some of their videos are like they get hundreds of thousands of views, and then some of their videos are getting like hundreds of views. So it's not all your videos are going to do well. So you just have to keep going, try make meaningful content, see what works for you, and keep doing it.
Okay, did you jump on the latest trend of course, I'm a freelancer.
No, I actually did not. Oh, of course I'm a freelancer. I do this kind of thing.
Yeah, I love that, and then I
It.
loved that if I was planning to get to jump on that one, but I didn't get time because I noticed that you can use that one to market yourself, where you say, of course, I'm a freelancer, I'll edit your video if you give me clear instructions. Yeah,
Yeah.
because I
There are
noticed.
so many things I can do.
Yeah, I noticed that people are not utilizing that trend fully to market their services. But then I'm not good with videos, like, they take a lot of your time.
I totally agree. Especially when you're handling other clients, you kind of you're in your personal accounts are kind of like in the background there.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. On to my last question. And how do you maintain authenticity and connection with our audience while striving for a higher level of engagement and on different social media platforms? Like, you want to be authentic, and at the same time, you want to maintain that connection with your audience without faking it.
That's a really great question. And as humans, we want to connect with people who are similar to us, or who are real, who are authentic, who are kind of facing the same issues that we're facing, so that, it's like we kind of feel like we're not the only person, we're not alone in this world. And it's I personally think that in order for your content to get engagement, you need to be real. You need to be authentic. And for businesses, it could be like, what, how are your problems solved? How are your solutions? How are your services, or how are your products solving my problem? And in order for them to do that, the businesses have to be authentic, and people have to be authentic. And it's kind of like right now, it's very easy to spot someone on social media platforms who are being fake, and people don't want to follow you. And there's so, and it's kind of like, I don't know if you noticed this, but a lot of people on Instagram specifically are really hesitant to follow you. Like, your videos get so viral, but when you look at the following, the amount of followers that you got because of that video,
No.
nothing. And yeah, I'm so surprised about it, especially for personal accounts. For businesses, though, people are, from my experience, they are not very hesitant to follow them if they're getting some sort of value with that thing. But especially for personal accounts, if you're just posting aesthetic videos and you're getting so many views, but then you don't get followers, it's because people are being very choosy. They want to follow the people who they can relate to, who are being authentic to them. So how can you ensure that you're authentic? Is very simple. Like, it's in the question. Just be authentic. Just ask yourself, like, just go back to your, if you're a business, just go back to your core values of the business, and just like take a piece of paper and write down who your target audience are. Write down like the complete buyer persona, and then you would find your voice and your tone and all that kind of stuff. If do you want to use simple language, or do you want to be friendly, or do you want to be professional? Do you want to be authoritative, responsible? All these kind of things come when you go back to what your core values are and who your target audience are. Who are you speaking to, and how can you speak to them? That's a really good strategy. But if you're just asking me, how can I be authentic? Well, it's in the question. Just be authentic, be real. Every time you're posting, just think back. Are you being real, or are you exaggerating stuff a little bit here? And is that hurting your audience? Is that misleading your audience? Just go back to all the questions and you'll get your answer.
Awesome. And if you are to give tips to someone that is starting out, someone that wants to be a social media manager and is listening to this podcast right now, what are some of the tips or the most powerful tip that you will give that person?
I have so many tips. If it's firstly, learn. Really, there it's everything is free. Just go back, go to the HubSpot is a great way to get started. I took HubSpot social media marketing course. I went on LinkedIn Learning to take some courses and really learned about these things. And don't just learn, take notes and then start putting it into practice, whether it be your personal account or just go to some business that you know and do it for free. And a lot of people say don't do it for free, but I personally think it's a great way to get started, because you need to have a portfolio in order for you, like, no matter where you go right now, in order for you to get a job as a freelancer or a social media manager, you need to have a portfolio and you need to do some sort of work. If you get a job, like an internship, like I did, that's a great way to get started. You build your portfolio there. But if not, just get started on that. Really work on getting, like, don't just, okay, so that's okay. I'm gonna tell you a little bit of a story right now. So when I was doing my internship, I was just focusing on posting stuff. I wasn't really focusing on the analytics or what my KPIs are. I wasn't trying to, I didn't have a social media goal. So firstly, whenever you're working for a brand or a company, just have a goal. Like increasing the engagement rate by 10% or increasing the sales by 2%, some sort of goal, so that you would be able to make a case study and show your results. So that's basically my goal, my advice, sorry.
Oh, I love it. Wow. And someone that is listening right now, and maybe that person wants to reach out to you to work with you or to ask something, are you open to questions? And how does the person reach out to you? How does the person get to you?
Okay, my website is under under work right now, so that will not be it. But I'd say right now it would be LinkedIn is a great way to reach out to me. I will send you my LinkedIn link so you can give it to people.
Anything else that you'd like my audience to know?
No, I really love your podcast and say thank you so much for having me. You guys should definitely listen to Lydia. She has some great questions. Honestly, all the other podcasts like I know about don't ask these kind of deeper questions. Most people focus on like your personal journey, which is a great thing, but really wanting to learn more about social media, this is the podcast to go to.
Yeah, I know people focus on your personal journey, but in a way when you appear on a podcast, it's also another way of you selling yourself. So it's a chance for you to expose what you can do for the businesses that maybe might be listening to this podcast. That is why I tend to ask more about what that person does.
Right, that's a great thing.
Thank you so much for showing up and taking your time. To taking the time off your busy schedule to do this episode with me.
Yeah, thank you so much, Lydia. It was great. Thank
Thank you
you.
for listening to this episode of the Freelancer's Mic. And if you want to get in touch, you can find all the information on the description. If you want to listen to all other episodes of the Freelancer's Mic, go to our website, writerspire.com/podcasts, or you can go to other podcast streaming platforms and search for the Freelancer's Mic. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.